You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A new support group from RNIB has launched in the town of Melton in the East Midlands. And to tell us a little bit more about it, I'm joined now by RNIB's Community Connection Coordinator for the Midlands, Hannah Masuria. Lovely speaking with you today, Hannah.
Hiya, nice to speak to you too.
Now, let's talk about the group. It's called a Peer Kickstarter, but why was it set up?
So the group was set up as we were looking at some areas, specifically in Leicestershire, being one of the counties that I cover, the areas that don't have a great deal going on, where we had quite a few people on our RNIB database in the area, because what we wanted to do was try and set something up as kind of a peer support group that would eventually be able to go on to be an independent group. So we chose Melton, Melton Mowbray, as we knew that there wasn't a great deal going on there in terms of peer support for blind and partially sighted people. And we could see from our database that we had quite a few people registered with RNIB in that area. So that's why we chose Melton Mowbray.
Okay, and you already had your first session for that group. How many people were actually on it and how did it go?
Yeah, so it was really good. So there was 10 people, including myself, and it went really well. So it was in a local cafe. We all just kind of sat, grabbed a coffee, had a bit of a chat. As it was the first meeting, we went round and did a few introductions. But it was really nice. I got there and there was people already there and chatting. So that was really nice to see. And it turned out that there was people in the group that had connections with each other that they didn't know about and already knew each other from other walks of life. So it was really nice to see and really interesting to hear all the conversations going on. So yeah, it went really well. We had two members from the Torch Trust who run a group in Melton Mowbray. They came along to just let the group know about what they do as well. So that was nice that we're getting kind of other organisations involved in it as well to just share information really.
So what was the group like? Because I imagine it's quite a varied group of people. I'm assuming different ages, different genders.
It was, yeah, it was a good mix, actually. So the youngest participant, I believe, was 27 or 28. I didn't ask the age of the oldest one, but yeah, it did go quite high up in age as well. And again, a really good mix of gender. We actually had more men attending, which is something that's quite unusual for these groups. So it was really nice to see some gentlemen come out and want to meet new people and get involved in things like that. So that was really nice to see. So yeah, it was a really wide mix of people. Everybody seemed to be able to get on and have a chat. And I'm hoping as the groups go on each week, people sit next to different people and just get to know each other, really.
What would you say is the biggest benefit of groups like the Peer Kickstarter? What do you hope people attending them will get out of it?
I think it's kind of in the name, in that peer support, as we know that blind and partially sighted people can often feel quite alone and feel quite lonely. So it's nice to just meet other people who are going through a similar experience and can understand what you're going through. And they did actually mention in the group, which was quite nice, that they don't want all their conversations to just be about their sight loss. The group, they're there to just make new friends, and they've got something in common in that they also live in the same local area. So they were quite keen on the talk not just always being about that, which was nice, but it is that common interest, and it's a way to relate to other people, and it's a kind of an instant connection because each person can understand somewhat how the other people are feeling. So I think it's really beneficial for people to attend these groups to meet new people in general, but also meet people that kind of understand what you're going through.
And I guess the nice thing as well is if you're feeling lonely, it's such a nice thing to know that there's something you can look forward to every week.
Yeah, certainly. There was one lady there specifically that had heard about the group from her friend who had cut it out of the local newspaper for her. And she said to me she was really thankful for her friend to that, because otherwise she wouldn't have known and she'd have just been sat in her house on her own. And actually to get out and meet new people and be able to have something to look forward to is really important to her. So that was really nice to hear that story from her of how beneficial it is in terms of just getting out and having something to look forward to.
Well, the Peer Kickstarter group sounds absolutely amazing. I imagine it's open to people that are in that Melton area of the East Midlands, and there's more sessions coming up. So can we still join them? Can we still come and attend a session?
Absolutely. So the group runs fortnightly on a Tuesday. So we've got 5 more sessions booked in at the cafe. But that's not to say that after those 6 sessions, the group will end. What we will do after that is speak to the group. And if they want to continue to meet, we will help facilitate them to meet independently. RNIB will still always be there to help and advise if they need it. But our aim is for the group to just become a group of people that meet in a coffee shop once a fortnight. It's as simple as that, really. So people are more than welcome to come along to the next 5 sessions, and they can get in touch with myself to register their interest and let us know, because we do reserve an area in the cafe to make sure we've got enough seats as well. But yes, certainly we are very welcoming of new people and anyone that wants to come along and meet new people and have a chat and a coffee. It's very informal, it's very friendly, so yeah, all are welcome.
Hannah, so what's the best way to get in touch with you?
So the best way to get in touch with me would be to probably drop me an email. So that is hannah.masoria@rnib.org.uk. Or if people phone the RNIB helpline, they can refer into me as well, if that's easier to do it by phone. If they just phone the helpline number and ask to be referred to Community Connection in the East Midlands for the Melton group, it will come straight through to me.
Well, I'll give that number in a second. But would you mind spelling out your surname? Because it's written a little bit differently as well.
Yeah, sure. It's Meisuria.
So the email address was hannah.meisuria, so Meisuria, rnab.org.uk. And the RNAB helpline number is 0303 123 9999. But Hannah, it's been lovely speaking with you today, and I hope the other sessions go just as well as the first one.
That's wonderful. Thanks very much for having me on.